Chapter 12. April to June.
Friday, April the 1st. Good Friday. Thank God for launderettes. If they hadn't been invented, I'd be dead of hydrophobia by now. Nowhere else is open. It cost a pound to dry my sleeping bag, but I was so wet and cold that I didn't care at the time. I'm 16 tomorrow, but there's still no sign of a beard. Saturday, April the 2nd. Manchester Railway Station. Got here by fish lorry. Pretended to be asleep to avoid the driver's conversation. 10:30 a.m. I wonder what my mum and dad have bought me for my birthday. I hope they're not too worried. Perhaps I should phone them and tell them that I'm well and happy. 3 p.m. Nobody has said happy birthday to me. I'm not well and I'm not happy. In fact, I'm extremely unhappy. 5:30 p.m. Bought myself a birthday card. Inside I wrote, "To our darling firstborn child on his 16th birthday, with all the love it is possible to give, from your admiring and loving parents." 6:15 p.m. There was nothing about me on the news. 9:30 p.m. I've just phoned the police station using a disguised voice. I said, "Adrian Mole, a 16-year-old runaway, is outside the blood transfusion headquarters." Then I gave the policeman my description. He said, "April Fool's Day was yesterday." 10 p.m. Waited outside the blood transfusion place, but there wasn't a policeman in sight. There's never a policeman when you need one. 11:39 p.m. I've walked past the police station 24 times, but no one's paid any attention to me. Sunday, April the 3rd, Easter Sunday, Manchester. The doorway of St. Ignatius Church. 1 a.m. It's traditional for the homeless to sleep in church doorways, so why aren't the doorways more comfortable? They could give a blanket, couldn't they? 7:30 a.m. Got up at 6, had a wash in a bird bath, found a shop and bought 2 chocolate Easter eggs, ate one myself and gave the other to the dog. The poor thing was so hungry that it ate the paper as well. I hope it won't be ill. I haven't got enough money to pay for a vet. I've only got £15 left of the £50 I took with me. Monday, April the 4th, 9 a.m. I'm in the vicar's wife's bed. She found me in the doorway and took me to her home. She's a true Christian. 10 a.m. The vicar's wife has phoned my parents and asked them to come and get me. I asked her for my parents' reactions. She thought for a moment and said, "Angry relief, dear." I haven't seen the vicar yet. He's still sleeping. I hope he doesn't mind that a stranger is in his wife's bed. 12:30 p.m. The vicar's just gone out, thank God. What a bore. No wonder his poor wife sleeps in a separate bed. 6 p.m. My parents are making a great effort to get here. I wish they would hurry up. I can't stand the vicar's boring conversation any longer. Tuesday, April the 5th. Home. Bedroom. Well, there were no crowds of people in the street waiting to welcome me. Just my mother's pale, worried face at the window, and my grandmother's even paler face behind her. My father doesn't talk when he's driving, so we hardly spoke all the way home. But my mother and grandma said a great many things. Finally, I begged them to stop and went to bed. Wednesday, April the 6th. Dr. Gray has just left. He says that I'm suffering from a depressive illness caused by worry. I've got to rest in bed and there mustn't be any arguments in the family. My parents are full of guilt. I can't stop worrying about the offensive letter I sent to the headmaster before I left home. Sunday, April the 10th. Lay in bed all day. Rosie was brought in to cheer me up, but her talking irritated me, so she was taken away. Bert Baxter was carried upstairs to visit me, but his "Get out of bed, you lazy good-for-nothing," had no effect on me. Thursday, April the 14th. A sign that my parents are now sick with worry. They allowed Barry Kent into the house. But the news of the gang's activities had no effect, so he was taken out of the room. Dr. Gray has said that he doesn't know how to treat me. My parents have asked for a psychologist to come and see me. Friday, April the 15th. Dr. Donaldson, the psychologist, has just left my bedside after listening very seriously to my worries. He advised me about my worries one by one. 1. If you fail your exams, you can take them again next year. Or never take them, like the Queen. 2. Of course your parents love you. They didn't sleep the whole time you were away. 3. You're not ugly. You're a pleasant, average-looking boy. 4. Your sister's paternity problems are nothing to do with you, and there is nothing you can do to help. 5. I'll write to the headmaster and inform him that you were under great stress when you wrote the letter. 6. Pandora is in the category of insoluble problems. Saturday, April the 16th. Grandma came to my room at 8 a.m. and ordered me out of bed. She said, "This has been going on for too long. Now get up and go and shave." I replied that I needed more time to find myself. Grandma said, "And I need to wash your sheets." I spent the day sitting on the sofa. Sunday, April the 17th. Sofa. My parents are forcing themselves to sound cheerful when they speak to me. They're trying to bring me back to normal life by making me watch the news on TV. It was full of stories about murders, bombings and air disasters. The school holidays start tomorrow. It's just my luck to be too ill to be able to enjoy the break. Thursday, April the 21st. Pandora came to see me for 10 minutes. Brainbox Henderson stood outside playing with his calculator. Perhaps he was trying to calculate how much he loves Pandora. Well, it won't be as much as me. Pandora's coming back tomorrow. Friday, April the 22nd. Pandora came round at 5 p.m. Half an hour later, we were in each other's arms. Pandora went to Brainbox Henderson's house to tell him the news, but he was out buying diskettes, so she left a message on his computer. Getting Pandora back from him is a triumph of art over technology. Monday, April the 25th. Went to visit Bert with Pandora and Rosie. He was very pleased to see us, as he didn't have any cigarettes in the house. He smelt terrible, so Pandora and I put him in the bath. Bert asked Pandora to cover her eyes. Then I gave him a good wash while Pandora took Rosie and Sabre to get cigarettes. When Pandora came back, we lifted Bert out of the bath. Pandora promised to keep her eyes shut. Then I dried him and put him into clean pyjamas. He looked lovely. Bert really needs to be looked after 24 hours a day by people who love him. The problem is that very few people can tolerate Bert for more than 2 or 3 days. Friday, April the 29th. My father took Rosie and me to the bank to help him persuade the bank manager to lend him some money. But after hearing that both my parents were out of work, the manager said no. He said, "I'm saving you from yourself, Mr. Mole. You'll thank me one day." "No, I won't. I'm taking my account to another bank," my father replied. Saturday, April the 30th. My mother has decided that sugar is the cause of all the evil in the world and won't have it in the house. She smoked 2 cigarettes while she informed me of her decision. Sunday, May the 1st. Today I heard my father say, "Well, it's the North Sea for me, Pauline." I ran into the kitchen and said, "Don't do it, Dad. The economy is going to improve." My father looked puzzled. Perhaps he was surprised to hear such emotional words from me. I was surprised myself. Tuesday, May the 3rd. Back to school. Quite a few changes have taken place since I was last at school. Mr. Lambert has got married, and the headmaster is ill. He's had a nervous breakdown, so the deputy headmaster has taken his place. The school's a bit more relaxed now. We spent the first day back being taught how to study for the exams. 6 p.m. Started studying English, biology and geography. 7 p.m. Decided to concentrate on one subject at a time. Chose English. 8 p.m. Finished studying when Bert Baxter phoned and asked for my help. His toilet is blocked again. Thursday, May the 5th. My father has gone for an interview for a job on an oil rig in the North Sea. My father, working on an oil rig. It's nearly as good as having a cowboy for a father. I hope he gets the job. He'll be away from home for 2 weeks in every month. Saturday, May the 7th. Spent all day studying with Pandora in her mother's study. Our house is intolerable because my father's so angry that he didn't get the job on the oil rig. I told him not to buy the checked shirts and jeans until he was sure he had the job. But he wouldn't listen. Now he owes Grandma £38.39. He borrowed the money from her to buy the clothes. Monday, May the 9th. The Prime Minister has announced that there will be a general election on June the 9th. How selfish can you be? Don't they know that May and early June are supposed to be a quiet time while teenagers study for their exams? I get an anxiety attack every time I think about the exams. I know I'm going to fail. My problem is that I'm too intellectual. I'm constantly thinking about things, like, was God married? My brain's so full of these thoughts that I forget facts. Wednesday, May the 11th. Grandma has given me some brain pills to help me study for my exams. They're made from a horrible part of a bull. She said, your dead granddad thought they were wonderful. I took two this morning, but by the afternoon, I still couldn't remember the capital of British Honduras. Monday, May the 16th. My studying is being constantly interrupted by election candidates knocking at our front door and asking us to vote for them. Does nobody care about education in this country? Wednesday, May the 18th. Another candidate, green suit, orange shirt, nervous smile, has just left our house almost in tears because my mother wouldn't let her kiss Rosie. Thursday, May the 19th. This morning, I was shown a picture of a cottage in terrible condition and asked if I would like to live there. I replied in the negative. My mother said, it sounds perfect. It's 3 kilometres from the nearest shop, right in the country. Wouldn't you like to get up in the morning and feed the chickens, Adrian? I replied, I hate chickens. They have cruel eyes. Friday, May the 20th. The headmaster has retired because of ill health. He's gone mad. And the deputy headmaster has his name on the headmaster's door. I've never been taught by him, but everyone says he's a nice man who talks about his family and who informs his class when he's thinking of buying a new car. Saturday, May the 21st. My father told 3 politicians to get out of our garden this morning. He said, my son's upstairs studying for a better future, and your demands for attention are disturbing him. Actually, I was measuring my thing at the time, but their noise was disturbing me, and I couldn't concentrate. Saturday, May the 28th. Stayed in bed all day studying for my exams. Bert Baxter phoned 3 times, but each time I told my parents to tell him that I was out of town. The 3rd time he phoned, my mother asked, was it anything important, Bert? Bert said, not really. I just wanted to tell him that I think I'm 90 today. I felt so bad that I pretended to return from out of town and went to see him. My visit seemed to do him good. Tuesday, May the 31st. This will be my last entry until the exams are over. Courtney Elliott is coming to help me study for my exams. Must stop. His taxi has just arrived. Thursday, June the 2nd. My parents went to the pub last night. During their absence, Pandora and I did some extremely heavy kissing and caressing, so heavy that I felt a weight fall from me. If I don't pass my exams, it won't matter. I have known what it is to have the love of a good woman.